BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here are Wednesday's best bits on the Scott Mills Daily. The internet has found Tom Hardy's old MySpace bio. We get some of you to look at yours. Alice plays Real or No Real, a really stupid game involving names of companies, and it's Bumbleo Wednesday.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
All right, it's Mills here. Oh, mellow music, okay. We've got a new picture on the podcast.
Have we?
I don't know.
Well, that only ever happens when you demand it.
No, I haven't demanded anything.
What's it saying? Well, I mean, what's going on?
Oh, no, just Shannon and Kent's been on saying, why can't Chris be in the picture with you? That's a good point.
No
doesn't
need for
doesn't seem
that.
To be happening, though.
No
it?
Need for that.
Are you okay today?
Why?
Your face looks a bit... I think it might be from all the water on Inyo and Bingo yesterday, because it was quite a wet one, wasn't it?
What are you saying? You're making me
just
paranoid.
Looks a bit dry.
Oh, I see.
You need some cream.
Fish, little fish, cardboard box.
A little bit dry
Is this just an excuse for you to play your new favourite song?
No, it just looks a bit like your face is dry.
Your face is dry. You need some cream.
Anyway, welcome. Duke Dumont, new one is coming up. Also, Jason Derulo with Want You to Want Me and One Republic before 1:30 this afternoon. Inyo de Bingo was excellent yesterday with Nathan Sykes off of Used to Be in the Wanted. And he was well up for it, very smartly dressed. And we had some great clips from you lot as well. Over to a documentary on BBC Two last week now called Demolition, The Wrecking Crew. And this man has had to do some pretty strange things in his line of work. But never anything like this before.
We in? Nobody in?
Nope.
Property's empty. Unfortunately, we've had to knock his back door in.
Whoa! Nathan, you are giving really good spray.
That was a big one.
Yeah, you're just...
That was a big one. Sorry.
And it was a return of an old classic. Water, please. On Radio 4, however, they always absolutely nail these things, like in this sports bulletin.
Kimberly Rennicks won Scotland's first gold, beating India's Sushila Lickmabam.
Yes! So that is on BBC iPlayer. You can watch it now because Inyo de Bingo is a programme. It's an actual programme on BBC iPlayer on the Radio 1 channel. Sometimes it's on the homepage, you'll see it there, and you can watch Nathan Sykes getting wet. But now, on Big Telly, on iPlayer, watch it.
One BBC Radio 1.
Feeling a bit today. I think it needs to be Bumbleo Wednesday quite soon.
Do you think that will sort you out?
I think a little bit, yeah. What I'm enjoying at the moment is that people are now every week, as soon as our show comes on a Wednesday, they are requesting what should go in the gap between the tees and the actual Bumbleo. Wiley is window cleaning in Coventry, and he is asking for a bingo classic today in the gap on Bumbleo. My right hand is very well exercised.
Wow, old school.
Put that one down. Also, someone wants only the young. I mean, keep them coming in. Any suggestions for what can go in the gap? 81199, or tweet me, or tweet at BBCR1. Always happy to hear, you know, your requests. So Nathan Sykes bingo, that's on BBC iPlayer. Tomorrow, make up jokes on your own. We've got Soak playing Inyo de Bingo.
It's now, almost normally, too easy,
I know.
Isn't it?
Normally I would say, look, okay, obviously we've got someone called Soak who is a brilliant girl singer. And yes, obviously, yeah, you can make up your own jokes. I would be like, well, don't text them in normally, but, you know, go for your life today. Seriously. Anything you've got, just give it to me. Anything to do with Soak.
The best you got.
Yeah.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Sorry, I'm just having a bit of an afternoon lull. I think we're going to have to do it now. Sorry to take you by surprise.
Whoa.
You weren't expecting that, were you?
Sort of crept up on me there.
Hello, love. It's nice to see you sober.
My armpit, yeah. My armpit.
My right hand is very well exercised.
What do you mean he likes quiche? Who first likes quiche after 1988?
They're all on today.
Shishlila, lick my bomb.
beating India's Sushila Likmabam.
It's not very sophisticated, but it's funny.
Shout out to our boss, Ben.
Not very sophisticated, but it's funny.
Fraser doing biology and maths revision, already having a little bumbleo to himself. Fred's just finished his exams, is very keen for a bumbleo.
Dean in Blackpool says it's sneaky, but very much needed.
Thank you.
Oh, yes, Gaz in Kent is back, and bumbleing his nut off, Mills.
Who else have we got? Where are you?
There's loads. Alison bumbleing in her tractor.
Gaz in Kent's back. Did you say that?
Yes, huge. Oh,
that is huge news. Bumbleo. Adam and Tom unexpectedly bumbleoing. Didn't realise this was going to happen. We're not quite ready. Carl bumbleo in his van. Shout out to Nick and Charlesie. Desperately needing this bumbleo, says Ed. Adam and Harrow's on board.
It's halfway through the milk, halfway through the wheat mills, even. This is good.
Just a little bit of my cha-cha-cha.
Thank you, Vanessa Phelps.
Oh, this feels good. This is a good bumbleo.
I just feel better already.
Time is right.
Here we go. Bumbleo. Let me know where you are. Liam and Didcot has just downed his tools to bumbleo. I need this last week at work before Sarah's wedding on Saturday.
Clappy bit.
Ashley and Reddy bumbleoing in the car in the actual sunshine and bumbleoing his van while delivering parcels. It's Matt. When do you think this will get old? It's not yet, is it?
I don't know. It still feels right. I feel boosted. This is good.
Matt heading to the gym in Darlington. Kieran bumbleoing with just his left hand in Birmingham.
Shout out Nabil bumbleoing away there.
Yes, Nabil. Ellie and John bumbleoing on the way to Rhodes on their holidays. Woo. Well done, everyone. I talked about this ages ago as an idea, and one of them has resurfaced on the internet today. Do you remember I came up with the idea, which we never did, about finding our old MySpace accounts?
Yeah.
And, like, reading out the bios, because cringe. So the actor, Tom Hardy, let's take a second to appreciate his internet MySpace bio, which has just resurfaced.
So someone's found it.
There's so many good bits. Like a real kind of mid-noughties ramble. The mind is like a parachute. It will only work when it's opened. My head is like a dangerous neighbourhood. I should never be in it without an appropriate adult. This is, I think, maybe like 2002, 2003, before he was famous.
I'm so keen on us doing this. We'll find our old MSN conversations. I think you can find them on your old computer. I think they keep a log of them.
Yeah. I have a head like a disco ball, says Tom.
Oh, wow.
Oh, this is brilliant. If only you could remember the password and the login. Could you remember yours?
Did you have a MySpace?
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
We need to find them.
Oh, we don't.
We definitely do.
What music did you have as your background? Can you remember?
Is that what used to happen?
I don't remember. Background music.
That's mad. What was yours?
Yours would have been, I can't remember. You didn't have to have it, but yours would be What's It Gonna Be by H2O.
Yours would have been Booty Love.
Yes, it would. The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1. Hello, Alex, who's just managed to remember. How do people remember that old MySpace passwords? I just don't understand how you remember that.
I can't even find my old MySpace. Oh, maybe it's a good thing.
Background is Mika, Grace Kelly. Of course it is. Don't even get me started about Bebo accounts. Alex in Southampton. And Gemma from Spalding. Just looked at her Bebo. It's pretty cringe. Mm. Oh, I like Alison Southampton had, me and his mate had a joint MySpace to show everyone their bromance. How sweet. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. This week we've been talking about Chris's girlfriend's sister's wedding and how she thought if she tweeted Ed Sheeran, he'll just come and play at the wedding and do a few songs, maybe half an hour.
Yeah,
but she was prepared to get him a cab there and back.
But she just sent one tweet as well. I think still waiting on a reply. Bear in mind, he gets thousands of tweets.
But I like it that at the time you just went along with it, like, yeah, really good idea. Yeah, really good. Just tweet Ed Sheeran. I'm sure he'll do it. Not going to happen.
Mm.
But then a David Guetta lookalike has got in touch with us, and he was on the show yesterday, a guy called Matt, who I thought was brilliant, my friend. So what we're going to do next week is get Matt back on. When's the wedding? July?
The wedding's in July, yeah.
So I think we speak to him next week because he needs to brush up on his French a little bit. He sounds nothing like a French at the moment, and he doesn't know any. But if we can teach him the voice of David Guetta, because obviously some people at the wedding are going to speak to him at some point, he can't sound like, all right, my friend.
Also, my girlfriend's sister, she hasn't really talked to me about the David Guetta side of this whole conversation, which is brilliant because it means she probably doesn't know about it.
Right, so what I think we do is I think that we get him like quite a fancy car. and like a Merc or something to turn up in, like he would, and then we get him a pre-arranged mix, like a mix that's been done already, so he can literally press play and then just clap like David Guetta would. That big weekend.
I have concerns that yes, it'd be lovely to say we've got David Guetta to turn up at the actual wedding, but
he looks really like him. So many people on Twitter yesterday on the radio on Twitter were like, oh yes, he's a dead ringer for him.
But he genuinely sounds nothing like him.
Here's what he sounds like.
Oh, Mills, how you doing, my friend?
Yeah. So we're going to have to change that before July.
And he was suggesting just get a couple of big boys, as he called them.
Yeah, just get a couple of bouncers and then no one will speak to me. But someone will speak to you. Like, how long do we think he should play for? Like an hour or something?
Less than that.
Do you think, honestly, if between now and then your girlfriend's sister... do you think if she doesn't hear about it, we'll get away with this?
Yeah, potentially. I think it's something that we'd need to stop talking about in case anyone at the wedding would know. But there's something we can do with this fake David Guetta because he's too good to let go.
Yeah, I want to film it all. Imagine him getting out of the car in the sunglasses. Massive bouncers next to him. Baby, now we got bad. It's got legs, this, Chris. You know it used to be
mad love. Oh, Mills, how you doing, my friend?
Just needs to stop talking like that. The Scott Mills Daily. Bit of me, that, isn't it? 100%.
And I mean, what I love is when something is a bit of you, that you have to put all of that over the top of it.
It's just my thing now. You know that I'm going to like a song,
yes!
By... or in the drop of the song where it goes like, yeah, love. Ariana Grande. I blooming love her, I do, but I still can't understand what she's singing. Like, there's so many, I don't get it. So
yeah,
many words.
A few people have texted saying that. Is one of the lines, I know I should have farted, at least I'm being honest.
I think it is, yes. That's Matt there from Rotherham. That's what it sounds like to me. That's why we did on the show a while ago, How to Sing Like Ariana Grande, because it's quite confusing. BBC. Turn it up. Radio 1. Right, we've done this before, and it appeals to my massive immaturity, which is always good.
Yes, exactly.
This morning, me and Chris have been searching out on the internet companies with great sounding names. So what happens is me and Chris take it in turns to call these companies, but we don't know the names of the companies when we're calling.
Mm. The name of the game is you just can't laugh, okay? Some of these will make you laugh. Yeah. I'm almost certain of it.
First person to laugh is off and the other one wins.
Okay, you're quite bad at laughing, so I'd like you to go first.
I just can't cope with the names.
This is going to be great. Game on.
Okay, so Chris has found the name of this company, and we're going to ring it now. Are you ringing it?
Yeah, I'm going to connect you through.
I don't know the name of the company.
No. Mills, remember, you can't laugh or you lose.
Yeah, same as you as well. Hit me with it.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
So I'm going to start with this one that I found.
Oh no, I'm laughing already.
I've got to say, I had a lot of fun this morning typing in words into a search engine to work out what...
Same.
I hope we
haven't got the same companies that we're going to ring.
Oh, surely not. There's loads out there. I've got a big long list here.
Okay.
I'm going to start you off with this one.
Okay.
Connecting now.
Oh no.
Chef's Hair Design.
I'm sorry, who's that?
shaft.
Oh, okay. And what does your company do?
Just a wind-up.
Oh, no, I'm just wondering what the company does. Cause I've
the
got
hairdressers.
Hairdressers. Oh, I do apologise.
All right.
Yeah, where are you based?
It's in Washington.
What was the name of the company?
Shaft.
What do you do there?
Wind-up,
do you do? Oh.
I think you did giggle slightly there.
Yeah, but no, I didn't really laugh.
No,
though.
You didn't fully laugh.
Okay, good.
And now shaft hair design there.
Good. In Washington. I can see that now. All right, now it's your turn. So I'm going to call this number. You don't know what company this is. I do.
Right, okay.
Challenging you not to laugh.
Good afternoon, Geach Accident Repair. How can I help?
I'm sorry?
Hello?
Hello, have I got the right number? Who's this?
Gooch Accident Repair.
Gooch Accident Repair?
Yep.
Okay, and I'm sorry, what is it exactly you do?
Repair cars.
Oh, okay, sorry. I wasn't sure for a second there. I got given this number by a friend and I thought they'd stitch me up. That really threw me, that one. I couldn't immediately work out what the business would be.
Yeah, it's good that they repair them.
Yeah.
There'll be people Googling that all over the UK right now.
Okay, this so are we fun. Enjoying this?
Yeah, I'm really enjoying it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
We're doing a really stupid game today. Me and Chris have been spending the morning finding companies on the internet with fantastic names for each other to call. But neither of us know what the name of the company is.
Mm. And the game is you just can't laugh.
Yeah. We're doing all right so far, I think, but I'd like to give it another go.
Yeah. I've got a cracking suggestion for you.
Okay.
Which I'd like to do now.
Okay, so I'm not allowed to laugh. Chris knows the name of the company because he looked it up. I have no idea what it is.
Good afternoon, Bone Daddies.
Sorry?
Good afternoon, Bone Daddy.
Bone Daddy?
Yes, who are you after?
Oh.
It's a Japanese ramen restaurant.
Oh, I'm really sorry.
We are a restaurant.
Okay.
I promise.
All right, I don't think it's what I'm looking for.
Okay, see you.
Thank
later,
you.
Mate. Bye.
Bye. I think she said calls like that before, do you?
Yes. Yes, it did sound it, didn't it?
Bone Daddies. But, okay, I did laugh a bit there, but it wasn't. I didn't lose it. We have to lose it.
Okay, yeah, it was more of a titter.
Titter.
Is that right?
And yes. Also, she laughed as well. Okay, ready for the next one?
I think so, yes. Okay. Is it good?
This is a cracker. It's ringing now.
Hello?
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 Sorry, have I got the right number? What business is this?
This is Granny Wobbly's Fudge Factory.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, Granny Wobbly's Fudge Pantry.
Oh, I've lost. Okay.
Are you trying to get someone else for you?
Yeah. So what exactly do you do with the fudge?
Yeah, well, we make it all in on-site in the shop. We've got big old pans that we boil it all up in, use local milk and butter. And
you package it there, do you?
Yeah, we pour it out on a big marble slab when it's red hot and shape it all up and cut it all up in front of people and then, sell it really fresh. It's all really freshly made.
Lush. Fudge Pantry.
Granny Wobbly's Fudge Pantry, yeah. So it was named after my wife's granny. She used to live up a bumpy track and when the children were little, they used to get thrown around in the back of the car up to the house. So she was a real lady.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Sorry, thank you. It's the funniest name I've heard. It's so cool. It's really good.
Everybody laughs. When I go in the bank,
it's so good.
Anywhere, everyone laughs their head off when I tell them my
brilliant
my
name.
Email.
Okay, no, well, thank you very much. Thank you so much.
All right, all the best.
Cheers,
thank
mate.
You.
Then, bye.
Cheers. Bye.
That's a great one.
Yes.
Oh no.
You absolutely lost it, mate. Wow.
Oh, this is a good game.
I'm not sure we can do any better than that.
No. Is that game over?
Yeah. You lose. The Scott Mills Daily. Alice Levine. Nice to see you sober.
Oh, yeah, no, 100%.
So Alice went out last night and doesn't feel too hot today.
No, I don't feel the best, but good. Thank goodness this is radio, right?
You would have felt fine if you had a dirty kebab at the end of your night.
Oh, I've just bought a really greasy sandwich from that place we like.
Okay, yeah.
You never have that.
I know.
Oh, times must be hard.
I've also had a fizzy pop.
Oh, wow. There's slightly bloodshot eyes there.
Oh, don't. And my skin. Oh, no, don't even get me started.
They're not really. I'm just making you...
I've got a side pony. What's going on with my life?
You don't look that ropey.
You
That's
don't.
The thing. I think you're. It's almost like you're putting it on.
Well...
You've got the same pony as Ariana Grande. Yes.
Oh, dear.
Oh, well, did you have fun at the Glamour Awards?
Oh, it was really good fun, yeah.
Yeah, who'd you hang out with?
I only go out, like, once a year, so make it a special occasion.
Why not?
There were all sorts there. Olivia Pope off of Scandal was there.
Yeah.
So exciting. Goldie Hawn.
I don't know any of these people that you're talking about.
You don't know who Goldie Hawn is?
No. No, is that one?
She's really famous.
Right.
Let's get on with it, then. Today's real or no real. Are you okay, or do you need a bucket?
Maybe just a bowl.
Okay. Here's your first one.
Phil Taggart celebrated his anniversary with his girlfriend by taking her to KFC, where he set up a table with candles and a gravy boat that he brought from home.
Oh, this is so Radio 1's Phil Taggart.
Don't say gravy boat. that's pushing me over the edge.
Is that one?
That's one. This would not surprise me. In the years, the long, long years that I worked with Phil Taggart.
Which was how long?
Like 2 years.
Yeah.
I don't remember him doing anything hugely romantic.
Right, no, I can't see that either. Lovely
that
guy.
That is romantic.
It's not.
It is romantic. You're just saying that because it's fried chicken, right? But you could sit really down together, you have a nice boxed meal, right? One of those, I don't know, bonus banquets. I don't know what that is,
yeah.
And you sit down, you light a candle, you bring your own gravy boat. That's actually a romantic thing to do, isn't
for
it?
In a boy's eyes, yeah.
It's boneless blanket one.
Okay, good.
Oh, no.
Let's get through this. We're going to lose her soon. Okay, so Chris thinks it's romantic. We don't think so.
No, I just think the effort
much.
That he's going to make
bring
it
your
an
own
extra
gravy
special,
boat.
But if they both say met in that chicken restaurant.
Okay, that's fair.
Also, who has gravy with fried chicken?
Oh, yeah, you can.
No.
Yeah?
Yeah. Are you joking? What side do you have?
Can I do
You're
it right
so
now?
You're so corn on the cob, aren't you?
Oh, I do quite like a corn on the cob.
So did Phil Taggart romance his girlfriend for their anniversary at the restaurant that rhymes with YFC?
Real.
I'm going to say this is in line with how I think he would kind of act on that occasion. So I'm going to say real.
That one is real. Yes.
Of course, that was a no-brainer, that one. And here's your next one.
Adrian Chiles was once so annoyed to miss out on tickets for his football club, West Bromwich Albion, that he hired a builder's cherry picker and parked it outside the grounds so he could watch the match over the wall.
Problem, solution. That's going to quite the length, isn't it? Imagine... As a football fan, would you do that, Chris?
Well, I suppose if you really want to see the game, but how extravagant to go get your own cherry picker.
Imagine that. I can see it, though, as being something that somebody that's quite high paid in television would do, just to be like,
Have you ever been on a cherry picker,
no,
Scott?
No, but I know someone that has, and it's one of my favourite innuendo bingo clips from Carol Kirkwood off of The Weather when she was on a cherry picker. Here it is.
What a great vantage point you've got there, Carol. Have you had a chance to sort of wave to people out over the balcony?
I've even had my photograph taken from down below and tweeted.
Oh, it's good.
I love Kirkwood.
There's just something about a cherry picker. I just feel like they're a bit who, aren't they?
Yeah. There's just something about Kirkwood, actually. Oof. I always see her in the lift. I'm like, oh, yeah.
Do you remember when she played innuendo bingo?
Yeah, it was
What's
great.
What's a booking?
I know. We need to get more weather people on, I think. Real or no real, Chiles hires a cherry picker to see the match at West Bromwich Albion because he couldn't get tickets.
That seems pretty ridiculous. And also, if you've got the money to hire a cherry picker, wouldn't you just, like, somehow buy some tickets? So I'm going to say no real.
I think real.
That one is no real.
Oh,
come on, Chris.
You can't do that. You can't just hire a cherry picker and, like, place it above the stadium outside.
Although we've definitely given some people some ideas there.
Yeah. and next.
During the heats for the hurdles at the 2012 London Olympics, Bulgarian athlete Vania Stumbleova was disappointed when she tripped and fell over on the first set of hurdles.
Oh, come it on. Can't be.
As if.
Come on.
Stumble over.
You're just wasting everyone's time now. Come on.
That's not true.
So what's the real or no real in this? The fact that, I mean, they're not even questioning the name there, are they?
No.
Are we? What, we're taking that as fact, the name?
I think so.
I mean, I don't even know what to believe anymore.
I'm livid about this whole thing.
So did stumble over?
Can we stop saying stumble over?
It's making me twitch a bit.
You know when it starts to mean nothing?
Yeah, for me it now sounds like bumble over.
Stumble over. Real or no real, please?
I'm going to go real on this one, please, Mills.
I'm going to just hope that this is real because it's the best thing I've ever heard. So real on all fronts, please, Millsy.
That one is real.
By name and nature.
There she is. Stumble over. I've got a picture for you there.
Wow, yeah.
She
I've just stacks got it. Did not finish. Stumble over.
That is classic stumble over there.
Hey, I tell you what, you'd have liked the calls that we did earlier.
Go on.
It's really stupid. We just call up companies with great names.
I love these.
It'll be on the podcast. It's really immature, I know, but I think it'll appeal to you in some way.
December of 2017 is when I'll hear it, because
yes,
you know
will.
I'm behind.
You're
so.
Really behind on the podcast. What's happening at the moment?
No, I've caught up a bit. I think, if I'm not mistaken, you've gone to Bangor.
No. What, for Big Weekend?
Yeah.
That was like 2008 or something. Oh, wow.
It's a vintage.
Yeah. And finally,
on BBC iPlayer, the funny audio clips on Innuendo Bingo now come with subtitles.
Oh, no.
So, this is true. Now, on BBC iPlayer, Innuendo Bingo is its own programme, a bit like EastEnders.
Stop.
It is. So you can watch it like a show on telly.
And you can binge on loads of episodes.
Yeah. But is there subtitles to go with it if you require them?
It must. Do you think it's a different game, though, when it's written down like that?
I don't know. I think it might add to it.
Yeah, maybe it will. Yeah, no, that's not a bad point.
I mean, imagine being the person that has to write this on the subtitles.
It's called Ensaimada, and no Majorcan feast is complete without it. The king of Majorcan lardy cake, because that's what it reminds me of, is Miguel Pujol.
I love the ones that I know the end of. Yeah. I love the anticipation.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, that's quite a fun job, actually.
Oh, Rick Stein.
Writing out the Innuendo Bingos.
The gap between the balls and the hole seems a lot further than what it did out there.
The cube there.
I think you're right. I think it adds to it.
Are there subtitles on Innuendo Bingo on iPlayer, real or no real?
I'm going to say real.
Real.
That one is real.
Yes!
Oh, that's the best thing ever. At the end of that round of real or no real,
I got 30, Alice got 40.
Yes, Alice.
I've won every week for the past, I'm going to say, 8 weeks. What is up with you, Chris?
You're well good. Proper boffin,
and this is
you?
Me subpar baby cakes.
It is. You're not even in top form. Alice is back on Saturday afternoon from 1 o'clock on Radio 1. Make sure you listen.
Be there.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
If you like what you hear, hit subscribe and you can get this podcast free every single day of your life until the show ends. Tomorrow at 1:45 on Innuendo Bingo, it's Soak. Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.